This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this month, the film Come Morning made its Arkansas debut. The film was written and directed by Derek Sims, who recently moved back to Northwest Arkansas after living in Los Angeles. Come Morning was shot in 12 days in Kingsland, Arkansas. It tells the story of a boy and his grandfather whose hunting trip goes awry when they accidentally shoot a neighbor.
Who do we need to tell?
Can't say nothing.
I killed him.
Doesn't matter, Dee. It's Marion Mitchell. He's dead and he's on my land.
That was a clip from Come Morning, which will make its Northwest Arkansas debut Thursday night at the Malco Rogerstown Cinema. I recently invited the film's director, Derek Sims, to Studio 123 to discuss the film. During our conversation, Derek talked about the movie's history on the film festival circuit and explained why it had not been part of an Arkansas film festival.
It debuted last October at the Austin Film Festival.
And you guys have kind of hit the festival circuit and you've participated in a couple and actually won?
Yeah, we won a special jury award for cinematography at the Oxford Film Festival. And they don't generally give that award. We were in the best picture running. We didn't win best picture, but they had this really great speech, and I can't find a copy of it anywhere. I've even asked the festival people. I said, "Hey, can I get a copy of that?" But they had this really nice thing they said about the movie before they gave me the award, and I'm like, "Oh, I want that. I want to hear it again." You know, but no, they were just complimenting the cinematography and the story and how they kind of complimented each other. But if anyone out there is listening and they have video of that, I want it.
Because you were awarded with Best Cinematography.
Yeah. It was a jury award for cinematography in that film. But yeah, our festival run is over. We did a handful of festivals, and we didn't submit to any in Arkansas. One reason was because venues. I was very particular. A lot of the festivals we submitted to were major big festivals and just tried to get into, you know, some of the biggest ones we could, but so we didn't submit to, you know, second or third tier festivals very much, but we submitted to a lot of big festivals, and one of the reasons we didn't submit to, say, Little Rock or Offshoot, which is up here, was mostly because of venues. Being a cinematographer, I'm extremely picky about the projection and the sound and, you know, and the way the film looks as it's, you know, being shown. And so Austin was a great venue for that. I mean, the second showing in Austin was the best showing. It was sold out. It was at Alamo Drafthouse Theater. It was wonderful. And it looked great. It sounded great. And then at Oxford, it looked and sounded good at White Sands. The first showing was a little bit sketchy with the second one, but we fixed it, and then the second one was good. But none of the festivals up here, even one of them, the one here in Northwest Arkansas, asked us if we, you know, would submit, and asked them, you know, what's your venue, and they told me, and I was like, I want, if people in Arkansas are going to watch it, I want it to be properly displayed, you know, and no fault to them. I mean, they don't have the money to afford these rentals of cinemas and things like that. But now that we're coming out in cinemas, like, this is it. This is a proper print. This is proper sound. This is how Come Morning was supposed to be seen. And I'm glad we got that, because when I moved here a month ago, you know, to promote Come Morning, get it out on video and DVD, we'd already contacted all these cinemas around Arkansas, and they'd all said no. When we landed on the ground here, we did it again. And now we've got three cinemas to say yes. So now we're getting a proper showing. We're getting that proper venue, the proper projection and sound, and so hopefully people will be able to go see it how it should be seen.
That was Derek Sims, the writer and director of Come Morning. He recently stopped by KUAF to discuss his film, which will be shown at 7 o'clock Thursday night at Malco Rogerstown Cinema. Tickets are $10 and they can be purchased at the door or at comemorningrogers.brownpapertickets.com. Blu-ray and DVDs of the film will be for sale for $20 before and after the screening. More information is available at fabledmotionpictures.com.